We have our first of two morning conversations on this Monday, and we're going to bring back a young lady that is familiar to our listeners because we've been visiting with her for quite a few years. It is Marie Nakala, and Marie is with Operation Christmas Child, right, Marie?
Yes, that is correct, Operation Christmas Child.
Good morning. Nice to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
I had to run you in from the parking lot.
Yes, you did, but that's okay. I love to share about the shoeboxes.
Good. Well, let's talk a little bit about something that's been in existence, what, since the early 1990s, Maria?
It began in 1993.
Okay. And since then, tens of thousands of youngsters have received shoeboxes from the United States, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Last year, over 11.3 million shoeboxes went out, and that was an international number.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. I think, and if I remember correctly, some of your programs that you've done in the past, I think you've been on with us since the probably 2018, maybe 2017, something like that. How long have you been doing this?
I have been involved with Operation Christmas Child since at least 2000.
Wow. Well, it's great to have you along this morning to talk about the project. Tell us a little bit about it. We know it started back in 1993, I think, originally to Bosnia, with the war that was going on in Bosnia in the 90s.
Yes. Franklin Graham just felt a need to give something to the children. And so he put out a plea to his friend to provide some shoeboxes for the children, and when he found out the number, 11,000 came from that church in the first week, and combined with those from Canada, they sent out 28,000 that first year, so they knew that something big was happening and that this work would go forward.
Sure. Now, are you still working with the Vineyard Church out of Tomahawk? Is that who you're working with yet, or is that past years?
No, the Vineyard Church is a drop-off location.
Okay.
And so I work with other drop-off locations within the six-county region.
Okay. So our drop-off location for Tomahawk is Vineyard Church then, as we get into that this morning?
That is correct.
Okay. And how about some of the other locations? Do you want to pass those along too?
Well, I will try to remember all my drop-off locations, but we have one in Eagle River, in Merrill, Wausau, Cronenwetter, in Rhinelander, and also up in Woodruff.
Okay, so throughout our entire listening area.
That's, yes.
That's wonderful. It's great of those organizations to participate with the Operation Christmas Child. Now, in past years, if memory serves, people used to, I know we did it at our church years ago, didn't we actually bring our own shoeboxes and fill them at one time, or we always use the boxes that are provided by Operation Christmas Child?
You can use any standard size shoeboxes. You can also order them online, or if you're near a Hobby Lobby, they can be purchased there as well.
Okay, good. What kind of background do you want to give us on Operation Christmas Child this morning that will get everybody enthused, ready for the National Collection Week, which will be coming up, what, November 18th through the 25th?
Yes, that is collection week. So in essence, what Operation Christmas Child is all about is sending gift-filled shoeboxes to children in need around the world, and also giving them the message that Jesus Christ loves them.
Sure. Now, what is in the shoebox? Can it be basically anything, or do you select certain children of certain ages, or is it toiletries and things like this? Maria, what actually do your volunteers have in the shoeboxes?
There's three age categories, 2 to 4 year olds, 5 to 9, and 10 to 14, and that goes for both girls and boys. And so what you can put in it is toys, school supplies, hygiene items, and especially a wow item, something that when the child opens up the box, they'll say, wow, somebody really sent that for me. Because for most of these children, they have never received a shoebox, much less a gift in their entire life.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the shoeboxes, are they going to be going all over the world again now, Maria?
Yes, they go primarily to third world countries where there's a great need. But shoeboxes have been known to go over 100 countries.
And I know, I think in the past you've talked about maybe some of the letters or some of the information you received from the youngsters that received the shoeboxes. Can you tell us any stories?
Yes, so the shoeboxes should be something that is fun, that is full, and is also personalized. And so what I like to do is to just enclose a note to the child just to say that I'm praying for them and I hope that they enjoy their shoebox and that they would have this opportunity to hear about Jesus. I sometimes include my email, and so it's always fun when I open up my email and see a recipient that responded.
And that happens occasionally?
It does happen occasionally, and there are many wonderful instances of other people receiving those
emails.
Letters back.
Yeah. And I noticed the goal this year is expected to be around 12 million shoeboxes. That's incredible.
It is. Last year, we got over 11.3 million shoeboxes. Wow. So this year, and this is an international goal. From the United States, we'd like to collect 10.6 million.
So the majority of them do come from the United States citizens.
Yes.
That's incredible. Good. Now, so fill the shoebox, and then in our case, we would drop it off at Vineyard Church. Is that the scenario?
If you live in the Tomahawk right. area, that would be the best thing to do. And I'd also like to add there is a suggested $10 donation to cover shipping costs and okay. some of the materials that is associated that goes along with the shoeboxes.
Good. So make sure that's in an envelope on top of the shoebox, the $10 to help defray the cost of
yes.
postage.
One fun way to do it is to also pay for it online at SamaritansPurse.org. And this way, your shoebox will be tracked, and then you can check back in the beginning of the following year, and it will tell you which country your shoebox went to.
Oh, that's really exciting. That's neat. So you're looking for over 10 million shoeboxes from the United States, 12 million from across the world to be shipped all over the world. That has to brighten the eyes of children at the holidays.
It brightens them. It just brightens their eyes, and I tell you, we call this Operation Christmas Child, but the shoeboxes are delivered all throughout the year.
They are? Okay.
Yes.
So it is not just necessarily at Christmas time, even though I noticed that the collection week, 18th through the 25th of November, it takes, in some cases, weeks and weeks and weeks to get overseas or wherever they are internationally. So I suspect they aren't necessarily always there by Christmas time.
No, they're not, because once they leave the drop-off locations, they go to processing centers just to be checked over to make okay. sure everything is okay in the shoeboxes. And then from there, they're allocated to the country of choice.
So with that in mind, it means that it's not necessarily necessary for us to wrap the boxes, just bring the boxes in. If somebody's going through them and double-checking them anyway, or what's the scenario there?
Well, you do not need to wrap the shoebox, okay. but just any standard size shoebox. I say standard because boot boxes are a little bit too large.
Okay.
And we also have some that I've left here at the station yep. that you can come and pick up along with the brochure that will give you all the information about what to pack and what not to pack.
Wonderful. Well, good. Well, it's such a thing, and I know it's dear to your heart. You've been doing it for many years now, and it's always nice to have you come and visit with us. We'll let the folks know about this, and hopefully I suspect a lot of the churches and different organizations in our Northwoods area have the information on the Operation Christmas Child. So a lot of folks will be hearing about this now in the next few weeks. So be ready to participate and fill a shoebox, huh, Maria?
Yes, it's a great project to do with friends and family. It's fun to do, and you know, there will be a boy or a girl who will be delighted to receive your shoebox.
Wonderful. Now, if somebody has further questions, can they reach out to you? Do you have an email or something? Or would you have them just stop at the station and pick up one of our pamphlets and that'll give them the information they need? Maria, what are your thoughts?
Yes, I would say just check with the station or okay. all your answers can be, all your questions can be answered through the SamaritansPurse.org website.
Okay. SamaritansPurse.org, and that'll give the questions that answers to the questions that you may have right online.
Correct.
Good. Anything we're missing in this short period of time?
No, I would just urge everybody just to keep on packing, pack one more box, and delight the heart of a child.
And
give
people,
them joy.
And people certainly can do more than one shoebox, can't they?
Yes, they can. I know that I can't stop at one because it's too much fun to do.
Yeah, wonderful. Maria, thank you for doing this, not only for the folks here that we get a joy out of it in Wisconsin, but across the world, too. And what a great gift to get for a youngster.
Thank you for having me here on air.
You bet. My pleasure. Have a blessed holiday coming up right around the corner already.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Maria, thank you very much, too. Maria Nakala, our guest this morning, Operation Christmas Child here on WJJQ, and we invite you to participate. If you'd like to take advantage of this opportunity to help a child in need, you can fill a shoebox. It's able to be dropped off here in Tomahawk at the Vineyard Church. Other drop-off locations, of course, Eagle River, Merrill, Wausau, Rhinelander, throughout our Northwoods area, too. And again, visit SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritanPurse.org. SandThenPurse.org for all the information. And Maria dropped some pamphlets off here, so we have some at the radio station for you to pick up as well.